very much. We know what to do come election day regarding the recall and Prop 54. Every campaign needs a strategy. We've talked about fair housing, equal employment opportunities, opportunities to education for minorities and women and others. Some people will hear that argument and say it's just, and they'll vote the right way. Some people will not hear the argument, it will fall on deaf ear, as it so often in the past, unfortunately. The argument that I give, in addition to the one that's been expressed here tonight, is the one that affects everybody in this state, one way or another. Every ethnic group, and that's the health issue. As a member of the California State Senate, I introduce what is known as the Holden Genetically Handicapped Person Program, which means we have to know about all ethnic groups in order to profile. Hemophilia, cystic fibrosis, Tay Sachs, Huntington disease, and sickle cell. I get people's attention when I talk about those kinds of diseases. And the fact that we will not be able to identify or associate the individual ethnic group with the disease that they have, and therefore we can't do the screening, the doctor can, to provide the best health care that he can provide for those individuals in the community. That's why those numbers, those yes numbers die. For an example, take Tay Sachs. The people want to plan their families, and I introduced another bill that became law for the nation, amniocentesis test. And they said, thank you, Mr. Holden, for allowing me to have family planning. The fact of the matter is that they won't be able to plan at all for sickle cell, the Tay Sachs, the other genetic disorders, if Prop 54 is enacted into law. It wipes out Byron Rumford. It wipes out Jesse Underwood. It wipes out the health care and the genetically handicapped program with one swoop. One broom will clean it all. So you can give all those arguments. Give every single one until you get their attention and they begin to listen, and we can win. And thank you very much on Prop 54.